Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, we worship you and praise you and thank you for the privilege to teach your word. I thank you, Lord, for this magnificent book and ask you to bless it to the people as they hear it today. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I rebuke the enemy, command the enemy to get his hands off of them so that they will be able to retain your mighty word. In Jesus' name, amen. Now we're in 2 Peter this week, chapter 1. This is an awesome book. I mean, this is an awesome book. When you read 2 Peter chapter 1, if you read that and if you can't get some awesome things out of the first chapter there, you really got a problem. This is a magnificent, powerful book. And we've talked about several of those things yesterday and the day before. But praise the King. Now we're going to press on. And we're going to start here. In verse 12, wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them and be established in the present truth. Well, we all ought to be putting people in remembrance of all these mighty things that Peter's talking about here, because the Lord has given us all power and all authority to live a godly life with power and authority, with all these great and mighty and awesome promises. Wow, what a God we serve. What a book this is. But anyway, he says, yes, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. Praise the Lord for men like Peter. That'll put us in remembrance. Knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. So evidently the Lord had showed Peter that he was going to die, and showed him how he was going to die. But it didn't bother Peter at all. Moreover, I will endeavor that you may be able, after my depart, or my death, or my decease, to have these things always in remembrance. I mean, I'm getting ready to go home to be with Jesus. I'm still a strong man, but I want you to know what these things are. Verse 16, he says, for we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory. Now this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Now you think, Peter, along with some others, got to stand on the mountain and got to hear this authoritative voice of God himself as it came down and spoke in an audible voice that everybody there got to hear. Wow! Isn't that amazing? And people have a problem today when we say that we hear the Spirit speak to us. Wow! There should be no problem. The Spirit speaks to us without a problem. But anyway, it says in verse 18, and this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the holy mountain. So Peter's telling us there that he heard this magnificent voice of God speak, and he spoke out loud, and he heard the voice. They all heard it. We have also a more sure word of prophecy. Now, wait a minute. We just got through hearing the voice of God the Father. But yet we have a more sure word of prophecy. Well, what in the world is a more sure word of prophecy? Whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Praise the Lord Jesus. This is an awesome, awesome scripture here. He says here in verse 20, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Now then, if Peter and them heard the audible voice of God, and they knew they heard the audible voice of God, but yet they have a more sure word of prophecy. What in the world is that more sure word of prophecy? It is the written word of the living God. Now, let me tell you, this book, according to Psalms 119:89, this book is forever settled in heaven. It cannot be changed. And according to Psalms 138:2, the Word of God is exalted above all the names of God. And John 10:34 says the Word of God cannot be broken. So if you take this book, you can study this book, and you can stand on this book. You can believe this book that it will happen, just like it said, and it will happen. If you stand on this Word, you will get to see the Lord do some great and mighty things in your life. Don't step back in fear. That's exactly what the devil wants you to do. You stand on the Word of the living God. And as you stand on the Word, you'll get to see the Lord do some great and mighty things. I'm so upset at myself that it took me so many years to get to a point where I can believe this book. And I'm still not 100%, but I'm way on up there compared to where I was. But I'm doing my best to believe it. And of course, when you get to where you know that you have a more sure word, then you can take this word, you can stand on it, and you can do what Michael Green did, a man that comes to my church. He, 5 years ago, he had a liver transplant. He was a Christian and went to church, but he didn't have any idea of the power that was in this book. But he started coming to my church just a few months ago, probably 5 or 6 months ago, and he started listening to the Word and hearing faith taught and who he was and what he could do in the name of Jesus. Now, Michael was getting to the point where he was just about ready for another liver transplant. They had done one, and he was on, I think he said $1,500 a month worth of medication. It was terrible what the enemy does to us. But when he got a hold of the truth of the Word of God, Michael began to confess the Word. He praised the Lord that the Lord had healed him on the cross. He trusted God's Word. The doctors had told him, if you stop taking this medication, you will die within a week. Well, he got completely off of his medication, completely quit taking it, and that's been about 2 months ago, and he has never been in better shape in his life. He had a heartbeat that was irregular since birth, and he'd had that all of his life. Well, me and another man in my church prayed for him one night. We asked the Lord to change all of those things, and the Lord completely healed Michael. I mean, his heartbeat is now perfect. He does not have an irregular heartbeat. His liver is functioning perfectly. He is completely off medication. He said, if I had only known how to trust God. But he said, I'm learning. And he said, praise the Lord, it sure is paying good dividends. So now then, he has no medication. He told us the other night at church, it has put him and his wife into a much, much better relationship. They're in love together like they have never been. They're realizing now who the enemy is. They're walking in love to each other and with the Lord. And Michael said, I had not been a tither. My business was on bottom. I didn't understand this. So he said, I started giving the Lord the first 10% of all of my increase. And he said, within just a matter of a few weeks, my business just began to be flooded with work. And he said, now then, a couple of months later, he said, I am absolutely 2 to 3 months behind in trying to get it all done. He said, the Lord has just flooded us with business. And he said, it's been very good business that has turned out to be very wonderfully profitable. So praise the Lord. All you got to do is do what God says and believe this book, this more sure word of prophecy, because it works. Okay, 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. Peter says, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Now, if you start seeing people that teach a lie in God's Word, or don't teach all of it, many of these people will die early. It says, and many shall follow their various ways, their evil ways. Many shall follow their evil ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. In other words, the truth, they're going to talk evil about the truth. Isn't that amazing? And it says, and through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. Isn't that amazing? For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and or Sheol, into the darkness, and has delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved until judgment. Wow. I mean, if you stumble and you fall away from God and stop serving Him, especially after you've been in a third heaven. For if God spared not the angels. Now see, these guys had been in a third heaven. They had seen this place. But yet, it's amazing how cunning the devil is. Because the devil deceived them, and a third of the angelic host went with Lucifer. He is a sly critter, I will say. He is really sly. And through covetousness, and though covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. In other words, it's coming upon them. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness, to be reserved unto judgment. The angels are chained in darkness, and they're waiting the day of judgment. And it said, and he spared not the old world, but he saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. Now just think, God destroyed because of wickedness, because of unrighteousness, because of sin. Because of sin, the Lord literally destroyed the whole world. I can't fathom that. That what it must have been, the devastation, the millions of people, what all happened, that the flood from the deeps and the rain and everything beat down upon this earth, and that it flooded the earth completely over the top of the greatest mountain, and that every man, woman, boy, and girl on the face of this earth was destroyed. Wow. Isn't that awesome? But he says, and he turned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly. Well, folks, let's don't live ungodly. Let's don't let that happen to us. Let's walk holy before God. I invite you to call me at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And also, we can send you audio and video tapes, and they're free and postpaid. Also, we would invite you to contact us via the web. We're on the web at www.tlsm, TLSM, that stands for The Living Savior Ministries.org. And there you can send us an email. There you can order our tapes. And you can listen to our radio shows. So praise the Lord Jesus Christ.